In a few seconds, an interactive display will appear that you can use to follow along with my discussion on the duopole updraft signatures of an ordinary cell. It is the same display you saw in an accompanying lesson on convective updraft identification. However, there may be slight differences in the CAPI elevations and vertical cross-section placements between here and the student guide. They shouldn't be too significant, though. Now, capturing updraft signatures in weakly sheared ordinary cells depends on the timing of the radar's volume scans relative to the life cycle stage of the cell in question. The duopole signatures are very transitory as the updraft bubble ascends towards the equilibrium level. So let's start with viewing how these signatures appear in the updraft dominant phase. Okay, and first of all, we'll take a look at reflectivity. And we have a case that we'll use throughout this, and that is the July 3rd, 2012 Atlanta Pulse Severe Thunderstorm. It starts at 2128 UTC, but we'll be looking at the 2133 UTC scan. This storm is quite typical in its appearance in the duopole products. The display that you see in this slide here is going to be typical to what I show you in the video demo and also in the pop-out, except take note of the height of the 0 degree and minus 20 degrees Celsius. 0 degree about 14,000 feet, minus 20, 23,000 feet, and the height of the CAPI elevation too. So please keep the interactive display handy next to the articulate. And as I do the video walkthrough in the next few slides, you can follow along by using the same controls that I do.